welcome everyone. That was Standing in the Possibility by Elaine Silver. And this is Let's Find Out, where the metaphysical is brought down to earth and made accessible to all. This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. Elizabeth Joyce has the night off, and I'm here tonight with Miriam Knight. She's the founder of the New Consciousness Review, or ncreview.com. It's a website that reviews progressive and transformational books and films and provides a platform for their authors to connect with likely readers. Miriam believes that one book can trigger an awakening that changes a life, and one awakened person can change the world. Hello, Miriam. How are you tonight?
I'm great, Bonnie. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for being here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself so that our readers know something about your background?
Well, thank you. I'm a citizen of the world. I've lived in three or four countries. I speak three or four languages. And I came to the sort of spiritual metaphysical awakening fairly late in life when my husband had a kind of psychic opening that scared the heck out of us.
Okay, what kind of opening? That sounds interesting.
Oh, a dear friend of us actually terminated himself. He was in deep despair. And then he started visiting Jeffrey to try and get a message through to his son. And we both started reading everything we could about metaphysics and the psychic phenomena. And we both left corporate careers to become healers. So it was a pretty dramatic turn in our lives.
That sure sounds like it. Well, something like that would have a dramatic change, would make a dramatic change in your life. Now, I imagine that, that would change your friends, that would change your entire circle, everything, right? Your foundations.
Well, it was a very dramatic change for us because we also decided to change our country. We came from the UK to Oregon about 10 years ago, 10, 11 years ago. And partly because we discovered a community here that was so welcoming and so spiritual that we kind of instantly felt at home. And when we got here, we set up my husband's practice. He left corporate banking and the law to become a hypnotherapist. And then I thought I better get a day job since I couldn't find the way to kind of charge for my healing that I had studied in the UK. And I became the publisher of New Connection. I did that for 7 years. And then I felt kind of constrained by all the fabulous books and films coming out and how few of them we could cover in just a bi-monthly publication. So I conceived of New Consciousness Review, and that's what we have today. So I get to have my dream job, which is have the publishers send me all of their best shots at books and films, and I get to read all of them.
That's fantastic. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that is a dream job.
Well, of course, I can't possibly read all of them, so we have a team of reviewers as well.
Oh, good. I tell you what, every week we have to do a metaphysical book review, and we have a book corner that we have on the show every week. And just keeping up with that sometimes is a challenge, along with all the other things that have to happen in a week.
Absolutely.
I understand. Now, tell me a little bit about this site, because like I said, I was looking around, and it's very interesting. What was the brainchild?
Well, it's been through a number of iterations, but the foundation really is to create a community of readers and authors to explore the leading edge thinking in the subjects that are actually creating the evolution of our society. So we kind of struggled for a term, you know, New Age didn't do it, metaphysics doesn't do it, because it's also the the awakening of consciousness to our essential connection to each other at a very profound level, and our ability to connect to the source of creation directly without the intermediation of religions and priests and things like that. So that's why we chose the term new consciousness.
I love it, and it really does speak to those of us who, have, similar to you, have had reason to research and seek out alternatives in their life because of whatever reason. A lot of times a car accident will set something off like that in someone's life. You'll have your own moment of clarity based on, well, any number of things. It's all very individual. But when you have that aha moment, when something clicks for you and you need to know more, it's so nice to know that there are places like NCR where you can go and see like-minded individuals who have written incredible works that show you not only that you're not alone, but that they understand, they really understand. So I really appreciate that.
That is so important. You know, I remember, about 10 years ago, the term cultural creative was coined by a sociologist by the name of Paul, and one of the things that he found was that they comprise about 25% of the population, but they each one also thinks that they're alone, that they're discovering it for themselves, instead of realizing that this is an awakening across the board of society at every level, in every profession, in every sector.
You know what I liken it to? All teenagers seem to go through this period in their teen years where they believe they're the only ones who have it so rough. They think they're the only ones who are going through hormonal changes and bullying, you name it, until they reach their 20s or 30s and they go, oh, I get it now. Mm-hmm. And this is just another way of expressing growing pains, right? Only it's spiritual.
Growing pains of a species, really. And
right.
It's so exciting, too. You just see
incredible.
It everywhere. What's happening in Egypt now is incredible.
Mm.
It's the new consciousness. It's people realizing that if they work together for a higher purpose, they will prevail.
That's right. And that is going to be the most amazing message to the rest of the globe when they do get it together, and that's the way that it works out. Yes. And, if we don't need that right now in this day and age to see something that light and bright and widespread, I mean, on the evening news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm looking at your profile page, and I love the little karma points. Tell me about karma points.
Well, we want to encourage people to take ownership of the site because it is a task that is bigger than any one person. So we want them to add titles, to add reviews and comments, to participate in discussions. And every time that they do any of these actions, they get more karma points. So they can fill out their little green leaves all the way up to the top.
I love it. So it's a symbol of participation, really.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love it. And it shows how many people come to view your profile. Now, how does it work with friending people? I know on Facebook, when you friend someone, that means that person can see everything that's on your page. Does it work the same way here?
Very similar, yes. When you friend someone, they show up, their little profile shows up on your page and vice versa.
Okay.
And if they add any titles or anything, you get a message about it, because if you friended them, their activities would most likely be of interest to you.
Gotcha.
So if they add a comment or a discussion or something like that.
Okay, very good. I love the idea that you've got these discussions, too. Give me an example of how you would begin a discussion. Let's say I'm interested in talking about The Immortal by J.J. Dewey. Would I just go in and begin a new group, or how does that work?
That's exactly what you would do, yeah.
Okay, so I would appeal to those who
What you would do is you would start a group, you would give it a name, and say, Discussion of The Immortal by J.J. Dewey. And then you would lead it off with a question or a proposition. And then, you know, other people would see it on the community page, and they say, yeah, I read that book.
Okay, so more than just your friends will see it, the entire...
Oh, everybody will see it.
NCR,
everybody will see it. The whole community, yeah.
Wonderful. What else? Hit some other high notes for us.
Well, the idea is to also support the authors who are putting themselves on hold to give birth to a book that has just, you know, been percolating inside them.
Mm.
We both know how much work is involved in putting together a book. And the publishing scene is changing so dramatically that the barriers to publishing have just tumbled down like the walls of Jericho. And so anybody can self-publish, but there are not that many venues where a self-published author can get publicity. So that's one of the gaps that we're filling here on NC Review, where we level the playing field for both self-published authors and conventionally published authors.
Okay. Well, then this is a good place for me. I need to join up right away. Now, I know you've written a book. There's a review about it here. Learning to laugh when you feel like crying. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
That's not my book. That's a book I reviewed. Absolutely delightful book by Alan Klein, who is a grief counselor, who went through his own devastating loss of his wife when she was like 34 or something, and putting together the lessons that he learned on how day by day to heal and to bring humor and laughter back into your life. And it's a bit like what we were saying before. When a devastating loss like this happens to you, you think you're alone in the world. And to realize that other people have gone through this and come out the other side and learn to laugh and love again is very supportive. And so this book is in nice little chapters with inspirational quotes. It's really a charming book.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so if you have your own publications on here, where would they be found?
Well, as an author, all of your publications would be listed with your title, with your profile page, as well as you can browse through the categories. If you can see when on the titles page and on the home page, we have different categories that are kind of loosely grouped under four top sections, like health. And under health, you've got body, mind, spirit, and food and nutrition, and so on. Under inspiration, you've got self-help, spirituality, spiritual biographies, and so on. So you can just browse. You can look for books that have been featured. You can look through the latest reviews, or just click on recently added so you'll see what's new on the site since the last time you visited.
Wonderful. That's broken down really well. I'm going to throw a little monkey wrench in there for you, though. I have just completed a book called Spirit Flight, Claim Your Joy and Your Health Will Follow. And the impetus for this particular book was the idea that you can get any book on spirituality, you can get a book on health, and you can get a book on emotional well-being. But no one had really put together these three things in one place. So I start the book with spirituality and emotional wellness, and the second half of the book is more like a resource a resource book where you can look up an illness and you can find your herbs, vitamins, dietary suggestions. You can also find emotional reasons for why you may be suffering for this particular ailment, positive affirmations that will help you to get over the particular ailment. So it really, it may not be easy to peg down in a category.
Well, actually, it is easy to peg down, and what we have under health is body, mind, spirit. So it's, and Bonnie, I don't want to put a monkey wrench in your parade, to mix a metaphor, but, you know, there are books like this. Actually, one of the pioneers in this field, of course, was Louise Hay, talking about the emotional background to physical ailments, and then Carolyn
That's
Mace.
Right.
There's a new book by Ina Siegel that's actually on the site that you can read that does something similar. But you know what? It doesn't matter. So often when publishers are looking for titles to accept, they don't want to see the first of its kind. They want to see that it's similar to other books in the field that have already been successful, but have a different take. So
right.
You know, go for
and
it.
I'm
Absolutely
seeing that.
Go for it.
I'm looking at that page right now on the website, and there are some wonderful things here that I would love to read myself. So there you go.
Well, you know what? Become a reviewer for NC Review if you're going to be reading these books anyway, and we'll you know, send you the books for free.
Ooh, and I can work on my karma points.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Miriam, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back after these words.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The 3 spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the 4th dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the 5th dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, How to Access the 5th Dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Next week, February 20th, my guest will be Kim Marie Weimer. She is a well-known astrologer and also a part of the AIM program. Kim Marie knows every detail about the AIM program and has been in the program for almost as long as I have, and I've been in it way more than 10 years. We're going to be talking about our souls and our body and keeping healthy through the next few years. It is natural for your body to be well, and so your goal is to be as comfortable as possible and to breathe as deeply as you can while still remaining comfortable. You will be very likely to begin to feel a soft, gentle sensation in your body. Smile and acknowledge that this is the source energy specifically answering your cellular request. You have now entered the AIM program. You are feeling the healing process begin. Do nothing to try to help it or intensify it. Just relax, breathe, and allow the vibrational energy to flow through you and bring you up to higher levels. It doesn't matter what's going on around you or how hard life may seem, but the truth remains that Jupiter, our most benevolent benefactor, has just gone into Aries and he is in it with his celestial might. This is the planet of expansion, brings you luck, fortune, fame, and your desires. You have all the influence in the world to attract whatever it is you need to elevate your station on the planet. Jupiter rules the truth. So if you've not been seeing things clearly, or if you have been chasing after the wrong thing, your luck has arrived and inner truth and knowledge will come to you so you can make the necessary adjustments. I encourage you to reflect on these words and to give a listen next Sunday, February 20th, at 9 p.m. Eastern, as Elizabeth Joyce interviews Kim Marie Weimer on Let's Find Out.
Spirit Flight, Claim Your Joy and Your Health Will Follow, was born out of the idea that we're all made up of three things: our conscious thinking mind, our spirit, and our physical body. There are many books out there which address any one of these things separately, but many times they're too deep or difficult to read. Spirit Flight contains clear, helpful information for all the components of you, put together under one cover in an easy-to-read and understand format. Now, wouldn't we all like a manual for living a complete, balanced, and happy life? This book is full of exercises and resources that describe how to make simple adjustments in your life that help you take charge of your own well-being so that you can reclaim your joy and your health. In a special chapter called Practical Application, you can look up any health issue and you'll find herbs, vitamins, and dietary suggestions, along with emotional and energetic reasons for the illness, plus affirmations for changing the energy. That's pretty complete. So if you've been struggling with your health, your wellness, or you just want to find balance and joy in your life, read Spirit Flight, Claim Your Joy and Your Health Will Follow by Bonnie McDade. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Welcome back, everyone. That was Richard Shulman and A Higher Dimension, one of my most favorite pieces. And we're just going to pick up where we left off. We're talking a little bit about ncreview.com. And this is an incredible website. It's actually New Consciousness Review with incredible volumes by different authors, some known, some not so well known, but all groundbreaking metaphysical and physical type of information. It's a place for like-minded people to get together and really discuss these things and read more about them. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Well, one of the areas that we didn't mention was the section that we call Our World, and that includes books on activism and social justice, books on ecology and green technology and conscious business, And one of the biggest upcoming fields now is science and consciousness. It's showing the evolution of scientific thinking into what is loosely termed, you know, as a kind of a catchphrase, quantum physics or quantum theory, showing that there is a scientific basis for a lot of the metaphysical phenomena that have previously been considered far out, woo-woo.
Right.
And no longer. I mean, they're being shown to be absolute fact.
Wonderful. Now, give us an example of a title.
Well, somebody like Dr. Larry Dossey. Let me just do a quick search.
Oh, see how easy it is?
Right. Search bar here. And he wrote a book on, he did a couple of books. He wrote a book called The Power of Premonitions, where he documents this phenomenon of premonitions that people have had, and urging us to tune in to the inner messages coming from us, because they're very powerful and they're working for our own good. And he also did this fabulous DVD entitled Something Unknown is Doing We Don't Know What. I mean, is that a fabulous title or not?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a collection of interviews done by René Scheltema, who's a Dutch videographer, you know, that just presents one after the other of irrefutable scientists being interviewed and showing that this is happening.
Do you have a particular story or anecdote that really sticks out to you that you can share?
Anecdote.
Boy,
that's putting me on the spot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think.
Well, I know that when you hear stories about a mother in New Jersey who burns her hand and a daughter in California who picks up the phone and says, "Are you okay?" That's pretty compelling evidence. Are these the types of stories that they talk about?
Anecdote from that point of view. I mean, that particular one was focusing more on the scientific laboratory. But in terms of an anecdote, one of my favorite books of recent times is called Roll Around Heaven. It's a spiritual memoir written by Jessica Maxwell, who lives in Oregon, although not in Portland. And when I got the book for review, I thought to myself, I have to meet this woman. She is just so much fun. She was a travel writer, and she would go on these fishing trips to Alaska and go to Bhutan and just all over the world. And, you know, she's 5 foot nothing. She's this little kind of Celtic pixie. And when her father died, she was driving home and looked up in the sky, in a totally clear sky, and saw like a hologram of his face in the sky, which kind of shook her up. And she spoke to her sister, who was down in San Diego, and her sister saw the same thing at the same time, 1,000 miles away. That's a pretty good story.
Well, that is a pretty compelling story. All right, we're going to take another short break, and we'll be right back after this.
Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies. All-purpose Blossom Salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Youth in a Jar is an all-natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark.
Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade will be speaking and doing private readings and vibrational healing sessions on the Cruise to 2012 Seminar at Sea on March 5th to March 12th, 2011. We are sailing from Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera. It will take place at the time of the Mayan calendar moves into the ninth wave, the ninth evolutionary progression, or the underworld, which happens on March 9th. This is the last and most significant wave on the Mayan calendar when humanity moves into universal consciousness. The last two waves were hit in 1999 and in 1755. This next one will cause a huge shift in consciousness. We will be celebrating this new wave on the cruise. Some of our awesome speakers include Carl Joan Kallman, the foremost expert on the Mayan calendar and author of the Mayan calendar and the transformation of consciousness, Damian Brinkley, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Chandra Ray, Michelle White Dove, Susan Shumsky, and Michael Corey. Plus, there will be an amazing Peruvian Incan shaman named Malku. I am really excited about being a presenter on this cruise, and I want you to join me. Please consider it. We are going to have a fantastic time. Email me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net or call me at 201-934-8986 for more information. Also, you can go to www.cruiseinto2012.com. Hope to see you aboard.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. It's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. This week's pick is The Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield. Now, I imagine that many of you have read this incredible adventure since it was first published in 1993, and maybe The Celestine Prophecy was instrumental in your own personal quest for spiritual answers. So tonight, we'll recognize it for the springboard that it has been for so many lives. The saga begins when an unnamed middle-aged male narrator picks up and quits his meaningless life to track down an ancient Peruvian manuscript containing 9 insights that supposedly prophesy the modern emergence of New Age spirituality. South of the border, he encounters resistance from the Peruvian government and church authorities who believe that the manuscript will undermine traditional family values. While dodging evil soldiers and paranoid priests and pseudoscientific researchers, our hero sequentially discovers all 9 insights during a series of chance encounters. Redfield has a real talent for page-turning action, and his quest leads us through the understanding that everything happens for a reason. There are no coincidences. And we learn about auras, spiritual energy, and other psychic phenomena. If you've never read The Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield, pick it up. If you remember how it excited you when you read it the first time, revisit this wonderful work and see how it affects you from your current life perspective.
Welcome back. This is Bonnie McDade of Let's Find Out. And if you like what you're hearing tonight and you'd like to advertise on Let's Find Out, you can email the station at contact@bbsradio.com for the details. We're back with Miriam Knight, and we're learning all about this new website that she's put together. It's called ncreview.com, and we're just discussing some of the paranormal books that are out and some of the great stories that are in them. Is there anything other that sticks out in your mind, Miriam, from something that you've read recently?
So many. Okay, one of my really favorite books isn't out yet. It's called The Bowl of Light by Hank Wesselman, and I really recommend people to keep an eye out for it. It describes his relationship with a real Hawaiian kahuna, an authentic kahuna who actually is a direct descendant of King Kamehameha. He's passed on now, but like a lot of indigenous elders at this time, they're all feeling that they need to get their wisdom, which has traditionally been an oral tradition handed down from father to son, they need to get it out into print, into the Western world. They need to spread it out. It's time for people to hear about it and not just preserve it in a mystery school. So that's a really exciting book. It gives you an amazing view of the cosmology, that the world, the universe view, I should say, of these ancient traditions, particularly the Hawaiian tradition I've always been drawn to.
I love it already.
Yeah.
I love things like that, the Native American traditions, the ancient Indian traditions, even things from the Bible stories, just knowing that we're all connected by these stories and by our traditions is really important. So, yeah, that's an interesting book. I love it.
There's another one, another author by the name of Bradford Keeney. He wrote a book last year called The Bushman Way of Tracking God, and it describes how he was actually inducted as a Bushman healer, and the Bushmen actually are the oldest continuous spiritual tradition. Anyway, his latest book, again, it's a galley, it hasn't been published yet, is called The Flying Drum. I forget exactly what the tagline is, but something about a mojo doctor. And he actually talks about real magic that he's experienced and finding the magic in your life and ways to put magic into your life. And I think magic is something that we all kind of yearn for, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, yes, yes. And that's why we're all drawn to volumes like this. Because we all want to know that we're not alone. We all want to know that everyone is experiencing these sorts of things. And even if you think that you're not, you believe that you've never really had a paranormal experience or, you know, metaphysical hoo-hoo, whatever, you go and you look at some of these and you go, oh, yeah, I have had that happen to me. I can relate to that, yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because if it doesn't fit our kind of template of reality, we push it away, we push it down into our subconscious. And it's only when we hear somebody else that we give ourselves permission to remember it and to believe that maybe it wasn't just a coincidence, but it was a real phenomenon.
Ooh, that's a good way to put it. That is a good way to put it. And I always say that we're so very much trained by the news and the media and the newspapers and the magazines that we forget that that's such a narrow, narrow thing, that life really is so much bigger than that. And when you get into, or when you get out of that culture, when you turn off, unplug, you start to see things like these books and these great minds and great thinkers, and it just takes you out of the physical third dimension real nothingness into what I like to refer to as actual reality, spiritual, and the new consciousness. That's real. that's the real reality. Right?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take one more break, and then we'll be right back with Miriam Knight. Stay tuned.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Next week, February 20th, my guest will be Kim Marie Weimer. She is a well-known astrologer and also a part of the AIM program. Kim Marie knows every detail about the AIM program and has been in the program for almost as long as I have, and I've been in it way more than 10 years. We're going to be talking about our souls and our body and keeping healthy through the next few years. It is natural for your body to be well, and so your goal is to be as comfortable as possible and to breathe as deeply as you can while still remaining comfortable. You will be very likely to begin to feel a soft, gentle sensation in your body. Smile and acknowledge that this is the source energy specifically answering your cellular request. You have now entered the AIM program. You are feeling the healing process begin. Do nothing to try to help it or intensify it. Just relax, breathe, and allow the vibrational energy to flow through you and bring you up to higher levels. It doesn't matter what's going on around you or how hard life may seem, but the truth remains that Jupiter, our most benevolent benefactor, has just gone into Aries, and he is in it with his celestial might. This is the planet of expansion, brings you luck, fortune, fame, and your desires. You have all the influence in the world to attract whatever it is you need to elevate your station on the planet. Jupiter rules the truth. So if you've not been seeing things clearly, or if you have been chasing after the wrong thing, your luck has arrived and inner truth and knowledge will come to you so you can make the necessary adjustments. I encourage you to reflect on these words and to give a listen next Sunday, February 20th, at 9 p.m. Eastern, as Elizabeth Joyce interviews Kim Marie Weimer on Let's Find Out.
The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net. You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
When all the dark clouds roll away, young sun begins to shine, I see my freedom from across the way, and it comes right in on time, when it shines so bright. Yet it gives so much light. Yet it comes from the sky above. Make me feel so free.
make me feel like me. Yet it lights my life with love. Yet it seems like, yet it feels like.
Welcome back. That was Van Morrison with A Brand New Day from the album Moondance. Just love Van Morrison. That one can make you dance all day. Now, we're going to have about 4 more minutes here with Miriam. Are there any closing thoughts, anything that you'd like to leave us with about your website?
I would just love to see this fulfill my vision of a global community of free spirits and open minds. It's a place where you can, it's a safe place where you can explore ideas, the kind of ideas we've been talking about, with other people that will not be judgmental, with other people that have open minds and really want to understand how the world works. I love this quote from E.B. White. He wants to know how the world wags and what wags it.
Mm. I love her. She's one of my favorite childhood authors. I think she probably inspired many people of our generation to become avid readers. And that was a great line. Yeah. And that's what we all want to know, exactly. What is wagging the world?
And maybe one more thing. I forget, I think it was ascribed to Churchill, saying those who don't study history are condemned to repeat it.
That's true.
We have such an ancient history, but we only focus on a tiny, tiny part of it. And if we open ourselves to the wisdom of the ancestors, to the wisdom in the ruins and in the ancient inscriptions, we suddenly see that we have never been alone, that there have been visitors from off-planet, that what we conceived of as gods perhaps were just, people more advanced. Certainly Westerners were considered gods when they arrived in Africa and in the islands, the cargo cult and things like that. So
that's right.
We just
need to love that whole story of the cargo cult, and it really does bring things back into perspective. I heard another anecdote not too long ago. Someone was telling me about how he was mowing his lawn and he noticed something jumping around, and so he stopped the lawnmower and he looked over and he saw that there was a frog in the little puddle in the middle of his lawn. So he picked up the frog and he moved the frog all the way over to the edge of his yard, put it off into the woods, and then he returned to mowing the lawn. And so naturally his thoughts began to wander to, now, I wonder what that frog is going to tell all of his new frog friends that he meets over in that new world. Right?
Right.
This big hand came out of the sky and picked me up and moved me to this new world. Very much like the cargo cult story. So, yes, when you put all these things together and break it all down to the basics, what we know to be true in our hearts and what we find to be similar between us all, the collective consciousness, when you see these things revealed time after time after time in book after book after book, it gives you a sense of purpose. It gives you a feeling of joy. It makes you feel connected.
It's this feeling of connection that's so critical at this time. you know, with the economic situation and with political unrest and with the climate changes and so on, the only thing that's going to pull us through is hanging together as a community, is helping each other, is recognizing our responsibility towards each other and towards the planet, and doing what we can to regain the real values that make life worth living. Community.
Right.
Love. Kindness.
Yes. To remember that we are all connected, and that every little thing, the butterfly effect, every little thing that we do affects everyone else on the planet. And I'm going to go back to that quote that I mentioned earlier, because I think it fits perfectly, and it's a great way to end out our interview. One book can trigger an awakening that changes a life, and one awakened person can change the world. Thank you very much, Miriam, for being with us tonight. I wish you much success with your website, ncreview.com. Everyone, please go and check it out. You won't be sorry. And now we're going to go right into the Inner Smile Meditation, so please stay tuned. Thanks, Miriam.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Have a good night.
You too.
This meditation is called the Inner Smile. It's an ancient meditation from the masters of Tibet. Let's place our feet flat on the floor. Place your hands in your lap, palms up, and make circuits with your thumbs and forefingers. Take a nice deep breath in and release it out. One more time in and release. Now let's go inside the body and begin to kiss the organs one by one and fill them with the love of the divine. Let's start at the head by surrounding the brain with love and releasing headaches and sinus issues. Feel all discomfort melting away. If you're taking any herbs or medications for migraines, focus on the medicine doing its job. Imagine the molecules landing gently in the cell receptors and doing their thing. Now let's move down to the thyroid. Surround it with love and white light. Move to the thalamus. Smile at it. Feel all tension release now from your neck and shoulders as we move down into the other organs of your body. Smile at your liver and fill it with thanks and love. Move over to the gallbladder and do the same. Now we'll go over to the pancreas. If you're diabetic or pre-diabetic, I want you to really focus on sending your pancreas divine white light and love. Fill it with a sense of perfect health. Now let's move on to the spleen. Smile on it. And we'll move over now to the digestive system. Feel the length of your intestines glowing with health. Imagine all the little fingers of the villi lining the intestinal walls as they release all compacted waste. Feel the movement as this occurs. A smile on your beautiful, healthy colon. Program it to joyfully eliminate all poisons from your system. Very good. Now continue this process with any other organs that spring into your consciousness. Maybe your lungs need some attention. Surround them with healing white light. Focus on your breath moving in and out. Breathe in the healthy, healing white light. And surround your heart. Fill your heart with love. Feel it radiating out through the rest of your body. Now, when you're ready, you can begin to come back into the room by gently stretching your arms and legs, wiggling your fingers and toes,